Don't you get sick of people talking about how mean the Old Testament God is? And how the New Testament God is just this big, lovable Santa Claus type figure? That's not true, because the meanest book in the Bible is the book of Revelation. It's the last book. So if you think God's softening up over time, then you get to Revelation. It's like, ah! I mean, think about it. That is the meanest book in the whole Bible. God's just pouring out his wrath, and he's laughing about it. I mean, that's some pretty intense stuff. And to sit there and say, well, you know, the New Testament, that... And it's amazing how these so-called scholars, they think they know so much. Let me tell you something. I would rather listen to the Bible being taught by the most ignorant, born-again, Bible-believing Christian than for the so-called scholars to sit there and tell me about how the Old Testament God is so mean and the New Testament... You haven't even read the New Testament. And you clearly haven't read the Old Testament, because there's so much sweetness and light in the Old Testament. The Old Testament is filled with sweetness and light and God being merciful. I mean, look, one of the things that jumps off the page when you're reading the Old Testament is how lenient God is. You know, God's way stricter in the New Testament. You read the Old Testament, you're thinking like, God's letting people get away with murder. Literally, Cain. He lets Cain get away with murder. I mean, you're reading the Old Testament and you're thinking, wow, they sure got away with a lot back then. God is really giving this guy a second chance. God's really going easy on this guy. That's what you see over and over again when you're reading the Old Testament. God's mercy is one of his immutable attributes that he's always had. So before God even created the world, he was already maxed out on mercy all the way to the heavens. All right? He was already filled with grace and mercy and love and compassion and forgiveness. That's who he is. That's who he's always been. And throughout the Old Testament, he's constantly expressing his love, his mercy, his grace, his forgiveness. Just like in the New Testament, there is an angry aspect to God, and there's a loving, compassionate aspect to God in both Testaments. And to sit there and say that the New Testament is softer, you know what? It's not even close to being true. You could even mathematically sit down and start counting up negative things, positive things, and you know, levels of wrath, and I don't know how you're going to graph that, but you know what? I guarantee you, you're going to walk away saying stricter and more wrath in the New Testament than in the Old Testament. Any way you slice it. He's stricter in the New Testament, and there's more talk about wrath, more talk about hell and judgment and things in the New Testament. It just shows people, they talk about things that they don't know anything about.